Okay, this is the review for the current events semester 2 final exam. Please look at the sheet I passed out in class called Final Exam Review, or look at the page on the website. First of all, the essay question. The essay question is, how can the ring of poverty be broken? Aside from your own idea for a solution, mention efforts made by institutions like JICA or the UN in your answers. So, tell me your idea how to break the ring of poverty. And also, tell me things that JICA or the United Nations does to break the ring of poverty. Okay, now the next thing. All texts from this website, will be listening problems. So listen to the other things on the site. We had the Yasukuni thing. We had the Ring of Poverty. We had JICA. And we had the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Listen to all of those, either on a CD or on the internet. Okay, next one. For Ring of Poverty, there are some strange words. So please remember these words, like starvation. That's when people don't have enough food. Malnutrition. That is when they don't have enough food for a long time and their body becomes sort of unbalanced and sickly. Okay, poor health. You understand poor health. It means that your health is bad. But in the Ring of Poverty activity, there was a strange word, immune system. This is the how your body fights diseases. It uses its immune system to fight germs and sickness and disease. All right, and job skills. These are the basic things we need to know in order to get a good job, like how to read and write, how to do math, various things like that. Okay, next one, unemployment. Unemployment is not having a job. And then unstable income is when sometimes you have money, but sometimes you don't have money. You don't get money. Sometimes you make money, but some months or some weeks you don't make money. So you have an unstable income. All right, now for the Yasukuni Jinja thing, please listen to the recording of the discussion we had in class. Not the recording of the discussion, but the recording of the text about the discussion. I summarized the summary of the discussion. Listen to that. But on the Wikipedia page, we had some information about it. And the information here on the sheet is what I'll put on the test. So for the information part, and it, Yasukuni Jinja was made in 1868 to worship the souls of the people who died in the Boshin War. Then in 1945, after World War II, it had to choose. Should it be a private religious institution like a church, or should it be a government thing like a government monument or a government building? And it chose to become a private religious institution. So it chose to become a private church. Then in 1978, 14 Class A war criminals were secretly added to the list of people that are worshipped. But nobody knew this for 1 year. And then in 1979, it was found out by the newspapers and the TV. They found out that the 14 Class A war criminals were added to the list. And after that, the emperor decided never to visit the shrine again, and the whole controversy starts. So from 1979, that's when many countries got angry about Yasukuni. And part of the controversy, why they're angry is, well, of course, the Class A war criminals. And another thing is there's a museum that tells a different version of history. It says there was no Nanking Massacre and other things. Okay, so since then, since 1979, three prime ministers, only three prime ministers have visited. And they're all war hawks. And war hawk means that they want a strong Japan, even if it means fighting in a war. And those three prime ministers were Nakasone, Tanaka, and Koizumi. All right. Now about JICA. Please look at the JICA text because there are some things different. For example, volunteers go for 2 or 3 years. They go for 2 years, and if they want, they can stay for an extra year. Before, I had only 1 year, but it's not that. Also, before, I said almost anyone can be a volunteer, but actually, you have to be over 20, you have to have Japanese nationality, and it helps if you know some technical skill. All right. So JICA is a government organization. It's not an NGO or non-government organization. It's part of the Japanese government. And its mission is to share knowledge. So sharing means both ways. And trainees come to Japan to learn something, and volunteers go to other countries to teach something. All right, it started in 1974, but JICA started in 1974, but there were other organizations that started in 1954, and JICA is kind of a continuation of those. So, next one is the Millennium Development Goals. So the Millennium Development Goals are from the United Nations. They're the most central problems of our age. They are goals in order to solve these problems. All the countries in the United Nations agreed to them. The goals are to be met by 2015. And the goals started with a document called the Millennium Declaration. And the Millennium Declaration from the United Nations says, for one, that we must think of other countries than our own. We must also think of other countries because we're all connected. And also, the biggest challenge is to make globalization a positive force. And another thing is, we must change the way we do things now. So if you look at the list of goals, we have the 8 goals listed there. 1, eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, so less poverty. Actually, poverty is defined. Poverty means somebody who lives on less than $1 a day. And also less people starving. Goal 2 is to achieve universal primary education, which means elementary school for all children everywhere. Okay. Goal 3 is to promote gender equality and empower women. So this means men and women are equal, should be equal. And more about school. So more women that go to high school, they want to have more women going to high school and beyond, like university. Because now, not very many women go to high school or university. Okay, goal number four, to reduce child mortality. So that means children that die. So they want to reduce the number of children that die. So that means more hospitals, stuff like that. Goal five, improve maternal health. Maternal means a mother. So mother health means pregnant mothers, a woman with a baby. Or so health for pregnant mothers, basically. Okay, goal number six is to combat HIV and AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. So HIV and malaria are both diseases that spread. So they want to stop AIDS and other diseases that spread from person to person. Okay, goal seven is to ensure environmental sustainability. Now, sustainability means that you can continue it. It is continuable. You can keep on doing it with no problem. And they want to make sure that the environment is protected. So we protect nature. And also the goals talk about drinking water. We want safe drinking water. And also improve ghettos and slums. And goal eight is to develop a global partnership for development. So this is about economy, basically. And goal eight is about making a fairer economy. Okay, so basically that's it. So read all the texts over and get your essay ready. And make sure you understand the meaning of all the texts. Okay, good luck.